guys that either didn't practice or weren't able to finish practice, Nick Roach, Keenan Clayton, Jared Veldheer. I gave Andre Carter the day off. Veldheer's having an MRI on his tricep, so I don't really have any update on that, but as soon as I do, I'll let you guys know.
Did he get one last week, or he got something else done until last week?
Yeah, we're taking another look at it. Yeah. So we got Andre Carter back today, or not, excuse me, Andre Carter, but we got Lamar Houston back today, and Billy Boyko was back out there today. So hopefully we'll continue to get some guys back as we keep going through the rest of this week and next week.
How's your bowling game?
I didn't bowl, all right? But it's obvious to me that the offense is better than the defense.
Coach, forgive me if you've been asked this in the past, but with Greg Olson here, do you expect Marcel Reese to get, you know, maybe being utilized a little bit more than he has in the past, more reps?
Well, I mean, obviously Marcel's a good player for us. So, you know, I think that's part of what we're going through here in training camp is finding out what guys can do, and specifically Greg getting a good feel for what these guys can do, what they do well, what maybe they're not quite as good at, and try to put them in positions where we can, you know, let them have some success. So, Marcel's a guy that we feel like's a weapon for us. He's a guy that we can do some different stuff with, some flexing him out a little bit. And so I would anticipate using him a little bit in that role.
Flynn looked pretty sharp today. Is that indicative of the way he's been?
Yeah, you know, really he's been pretty consistent throughout training camp. You know, he's been making some good decisions. He's protected the football well. And really that's what I expect out of him. I expect him to make good decisions for us, move the ball, you know, up the field, and protect the football for us. And I thought, you know, obviously with exception of the first drive in the game the other day, I thought he did a nice job of doing that.
Will you accuse Terrell with the ones at all in preseason games, or will you mostly stick with
– Do you want me to give you the whole game plan?
The whole game plan.
Now, I don't know. We'll see as we move along. I mean, you know, like I've said all along, we've got some plays that we feel like really suit his skill set, and we'll try to incorporate those plays, you know, in our game plans as we move along.
San Diego, Kansas City, and Denver in the division, and their offenses, is New Orleans going to give you the best test that you're going to see this preseason?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously I hadn't gotten a chance to see a lot of the divisional opponents, you know, as far as what they're offering offensively, but I do know that the New Orleans Saints is a prolific offense. They move the ball up and down the field. They score a lot of points. So it'll be a great challenge for our defense to see, you know, where we're at when we go down to the Superdome and get a chance to play those guys.
Is it tough for Wilson to, I guess, get on track if he's not getting a lot of snaps? And I imagine he probably won't play much on Friday.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about the game, you know, the rotation and how we're going to play those guys probably tonight. We'll get into that as a coaching staff. But, you know, I think Tyler, you know, part of his learning process is going to have to be sitting back and watching some. And that's where you're at when you're where he's at on the depth chart. You know, I think, you know, him and Matt both are getting, you know, Matt's probably getting a little bit more, you know, from a rep standpoint. But we're trying to split those third team reps up, you know, as close as we can based on the number of plays we go with the threes.
Better position are you guys in depth-wise, especially on the offensive line, having guys like Alex and Andre?
Well, I think those two guys help us and provide a little bit more depth, and those are guys that, you know, we didn't anticipate when we started training camp, and I think those guys have come on and given us a little bit more depth at that position. You know, obviously, we're still waiting on Menelik Watson, and I think once we get him back out here, then I think we're going to have some depth on the O-line.
Updated on Brizell, is it still
running? No, we're holding him. I want to make sure that he's ready to go. You know, I mean, it's a long 16 games is a long season, and you know, he's a veteran player, an older player. I want to make sure he's ready to go.
Week one to week two in the preseason, where areas do you want to see the most improvement?
Well, I think first of all, I want to protect the football better. I want to make better decisions, and I want to make sure we're not turning the football over. You know, defensively, I want to make sure we're getting a little bit more pressure on the quarterback. So those are some things that we want to try to work on. And obviously, you know, playing New Orleans' offense, you know, they don't give up a lot of pressure on the quarterback. So it'll be a big challenge for us.
How did Gerard do Friday, and how's he doing so far at guard this week in practice?
I think he's done fairly well, you know. And It was a position that we hadn't worked him a whole lot at early in training camp, and so getting an opportunity to work him there. And you know, when you look at it, you know, guys are going to have to play more than one position. And so I think having a guy like him that can play guard for you, that can play center for you, I think that's a huge upside.